You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WBZH Daily News Roundup for the Buzz of the North, 910 AM in Hayward.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. An Ashland nonprofit aimed at helping adults with mental health struggles is looking for community support following the end of state grant funding. According to organization officials, Genesis 1990 has covered its operational expenses through state grants, donations, and fundraisers for over 35 years. The last state grant they received ended in 2021, and the organization has not been able to secure new grant funding since. They're turning to the community to seek enough donations to get through the summer while they apply for new grants. The Duluth Planning Commission has postponed a public hearing on using a local church to help the unhoused population. City officials say the hearing was tabled after they learned a legally mandated sign alerting residents of the hearing had been blown away by high winds during a recent storm. The plan would see Vineyard Church on West Arrowhead Road used as a safe bay where individuals who do not have housing but do have a car can sleep and access critical resources. The public hearing will now be held at the May 13th Planning Commission meeting. A learn-to-hunt turkeys program offered by Barron County Youth Shooting Sports and the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources over the weekend led to a 90% harvest rate. The learn-to-hunt program is meant to give kids who have little to no experience in hunting a chance to get some with more experienced adults. 20 kids participated in the program, with 18 of them harvesting their first turkey. Officials say weather conditions on Thursday and Friday were ideal for scouting, and 17 of the turkeys were harvested on Saturday. Wisconsin Republicans are advancing legislation aimed at allowing independent presidential candidates to remove themselves from the ballot. The bill was introduced by State Representative David Steffen months after an unsuccessful legal challenge by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to remove himself from the ballot in Wisconsin after suspending his campaign. The case reached as high as the U.S. Supreme Court, which rejected an emergency appeal by Kennedy after the Wisconsin Elections Commission voted against removing him from the ballot. Three major utility companies in Wisconsin are asking to raise their electric rates in 2026. Last week, XL Energy, Alliant Energy, and Madison Gas and Electric each filed applications for rate hikes with the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin. The utility companies told state regulators that they need to increase rates to upgrade their aging energy infrastructure and build new energy production facilities. XL Energy, which primarily serves western Wisconsin, applied for a nearly 12% rate hike in 2026 and an over 7% hike in 2027. A recent report by the National Council on Teacher Quality found that only three colleges in Wisconsin are spending enough time preparing their students to teach math in K-12 schools. According to the report, only the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, Milwaukee, and Oshkosh received an A grade for dedicating over 130 hours to math programs. Four schools in the state received an F grade for dedicating less than 90 hours to math programs. The report comes as Wisconsin fourth graders see disappointing math scores each year. XL Energy is offering the community a chance to keep an eye on peregrine falcons that have made their home at the Bayfront Power Plant in Ashland. Company officials say the falcons first began nesting at the power plant along Lake Superior in 2014 and have returned each year, with 35 new falcons hatching in the nests since then. This year, XL Energy has set up a live stream camera near the nests so residents can check out the falcons every time they come back. Officials say it's part of an ongoing commitment to promoting environmental education. A roofing contractor operating out of northwest Wisconsin is facing new charges in Washburn County. According to court documents, 42-year-old David Olson of Frontline Roofing and Exteriors has been charged after allegedly accepting a $19,000 payment for repairs and failing to complete those repairs. The owner of the home told authorities Olson was hired to repair hail damage caused during a storm. In addition to the new Washburn County charges, Olson is also facing similar charges in Dunn, St. Croix, and Polk County cases. State Republicans have introduced legislation targeting sextortion scams with increased penalties. The legislation is known as Braden's Law in honor of a teenager who took his own life after becoming a victim in a sextortion scam. The law would allow the suspect in a scam to be charged with felony murder if the victim takes their own life. It would also allow families of the victim to be eligible for payments through the Department of Justice's Crime Victim Compensation Fund. Attorney General Josh Call has expressed support for the legislation. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is accepting applications for eCycle Wisconsin Electronics Collection Grants. The grant funding is meant for projects that give residents a place to drop off electronics for recycling between this June and December 2026. Many electronics are banned from being included with common household trash under a 2010 law. The DNR will award grants of up to $5,000 per collection event or up to $15,000 for a permanent collection site. Applications must be submitted by April 30th. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers crushed the Rockies. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewer bats were hot last night in Denver. They beat the Rockies 17-2. At age 21, Jackson Churio has become the youngest player in baseball history to have 12 RBI in just three games, surpassing Hall of Famers like Mickey Mantle, Al Kaline, and the Braves' Eddie Matthews. Now, Churio struck out five times on opening day in New York against the Yankees' Pat Murphy.
It was a tough day to see that day, and that's a really good pitcher. I woke him up pretty good, and he had a good spring training, and that woke him up pretty good. He's been pretty good since then.
Basketball tonight in Milwaukee, the Bucks and the Pelicans. And the Packers tailgate tour continues. Last night in Madison, today in La Crosse and Onalaska. This is the 17th and final year for Packers president Mark Murphy.
Now it's a little nostalgic. But I've enjoyed them all. It's something that's really, it's a great tradition. And, you know, I know it'll continue. I know not only the current players, but the alumni really enjoy coming back and being a part of it.
That's Mark Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If you're heading to the theater this weekend, there are four films opening that are all reviewing quite well. The Amateur is a much-publicized action thriller starring Rami Malek as a CIA analyst whose wife is killed, motivating him to become more than just an analyst. The film is currently rating in the mid-60s on Rotten Tomatoes. Drop is being called a Hitchcockian-style thriller about a widowed mother who goes on a date during which her phone is inundated with threatening messages. The film is currently polling a 90%+ on Rotten Tomatoes. Also opening this weekend is Warfare, a war drama written and directed by Iraq War veteran Ray Mendoza. The film is currently in the low 90s on Rotten Tomatoes. The King of Kings is an animated family drama that tells the story of Jesus and brings some heavy hitters to the voiceover roles, including Kenneth Branagh, Uma Thurman, Mark Hamill, and Pierce Brosnan. It's drawing a 75% on Rotten Tomatoes. Let's go to the movies. Kieran Culkin is an Oscar winner thanks to Jesse Eisenberg's A Real Pain. According to actor-comedian Eric Andre, Culkin was not Jesse Eisenberg's first choice for the role. Andre was. Andre says Eisenberg called him and offered him the role. According to Deadline, Andre passed because he thought the script was depressing. Does Andre think he blew it in passing on the role? Yeah. He calls it the biggest mistake of his career. The season 3 finale of White Lotus brought lots of drama, but now there's drama off screen as well between writer, director, and show creator Mike White and composer Cristobal Tapio Devere. In a recent appearance on the Howard Stern show, White says Devere did not respect him. He told Stern that quitting when the composer did and bad-mouthing White and the show 3 days before the finale was a move. White did admit that Devere is incredibly talented, but did not like taking notes, especially after the composer's season 2 music went viral and won Devere an Emmy. Oh man, those creative types. The latest installment in the I Know What You Did Last Summer franchise will hit theaters this coming summer. Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jennifer Love Hewitt will headline the cast, but there is uncertainty as to whether or not Brandi Norwood will return. Norwood played Love Hewitt's best friend Carla Wilson in 1998's I Still Know What You Did Last Summer, which was the second installment of the franchise. Director Jennifer Caton Robinson hinted that Norwood might be making an appearance, but that people will just have to go see the film, which opens July 18th. The production of Dune 3 has some A-list talent lined up. Variety reports that director Denis Villeneuve is eyeing Robert Pattinson to join the cast. Pattinson would join an all-star cast, including Timothée Chalamet, Zendaya, Jason Momoa, Javier Bardem, Rebecca Ferguson, and Josh Brolin. Dune Messiah is scheduled to start shooting in summer of 2026.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a few showers or sprinkles at times. Our high in the upper 40s. Tonight, we're going to drop down to around 30. Tomorrow, partly cloudy in the mid-50s. And then we're going to warm it up by Saturday, partly cloudy with a high in the low to mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
That's your WBZH Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at buzzofthenorth.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.